This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps.
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media.
Is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from his Nostradamus.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra.
Oh, hey, got to be careful. There may be a camera somewhere. People have found that out the hard way. Not a fun thing to experience for sure, especially if your name is Hunter Biden or Prince Harry. Anyway, welcome to hour number two. We've got a big show for you this hour, and looking forward to our guest, Elizabeth Pipko, supermodel, will be with us. We are also going to enjoy some more music from the one, the only Lindsay L. in Music Spotlight tonight. And the world's funniest cop is scheduled to stop by before we're done. So we're looking forward to all of that. I do want to get to some serious stuff tonight, though, because we are all about the breaking news. And there is no story that has been probably bigger over the last 2 years consistently than the terrible, terrible circumstances found at our southern border. There have been literally millions of people that have come into the country. We don't know where they are. We don't know how long they've been here, how long they're going to stay. We've given them some desk tickets to appear. I'm sure those are working very well, but then the government came out and announced that they had lost track of all of them that they'd given out. So I'm not guessing that we're going to see a ton of those people show up for their court dates. Could be wrong, just my take on it. But I'm not the only one that is concerned about it. And it is good when people that you ideologically disagree with actually see things the same way you see them. At least if you can come together on the things that you seem to agree upon, then there's the faintest hope in this tribalized world that we have of somehow getting along and getting something done. And this happened this week. This week, the mayor of New York City, which is, I don't know, kind of a big job. Being the mayor of New York City is kind of bigger than most gubernatorial offices. It's a bigger budget than some states. It got a bigger budget than some countries. But anyway, Mayor Eric Adams made a journey, went on a mission, if you will, to see the southern border and what was actually going on there. Now, someone else went to the southern border just a week ago. It was the president. And did you see what they did? They cleaned everything up. It was all super nice, spit and polish everywhere. There wasn't a homeless person or a migrant to be found anywhere in El Paso. The streets were pristine because the president came. Now, once the president got up out of there, they said, okay, he's gone. Everybody's back. And then Mayor Eric Adams said, well, I'm coming down. And they're like, yeah, you're just a mayor. What do we care? Get out of here. So he went down and he saw the real thing. In fact, he was shocked by what he saw. He said, and you have to feel for this guy. He's the mayor of the biggest city in the country, and he probably understands a little bit about the pressures of the job. So he goes to a city, and he says, it's impossible to say that you're not overburdening the city of El Paso. And I'm sure he felt much empathy for the mayor of El Paso. He said, how do you spread out this obligation, this national obligation that we have? El Paso is a beautiful city, he told reporters. Visually, it's a beautiful place. The city was overrun. It was unbelievable how we undermined the foundation of that city as they're grappling, like many of us are, with real problems. And so then he did this, and it was amazing. He called for a national czar for the border. A national czar, someone to head up the work, the focus of what should be going on at the border in the office of a national czar of the southern border. Now, some people laughed at Mayor Adams for calling for that because we do have a national czar. The national czar was named by the president shortly after coming into office within the first, first 10 days, something like that. He named a person who has served in the office as a national czar for the border issues ever since. Do you have any idea who it is? Neither did Eric Adams. The problem, in fact, may extend to the point that even the person who is, in fact, the national czar may not know officially themselves that they're the national czar. Because the national czar is Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris was back on the southern border in the south this week in Arizona. She was asked if she would visit the border while she was in the state of Arizona, a border state. She said, nah, I've already been. No need to go again. Been there, done that, basically, was what she said. I don't know what it says about our country and where we're at, but if a major Democrat like Eric Adams can see the problems on the southern border, and yours truly can see them too, surely we can develop enough national will to at least get the national czar to do her job. Maybe, if we all come together. One more story I want to get to before our first break. It's a disappointing week for Alec Baldwin, the actor. He was charged officially with 2 counts of involuntary manslaughter for the death of Helena Hutchins, the director of his film, Rust, where he shot her in the face with a gun that was loaded. Now, the situation surrounding the gun, how it got loaded, goofy kids on the movie set going out shooting cactus in the desert at night when they're not shooting, all that stuff. Yes, did someone put bullets in that gun? I don't think Alec Baldwin did that. But I also don't think that Alec Baldwin's attorney is helping his cause, because he released a statement this week that said the decision to charge Alec Baldwin with involuntary manslaughter, which is a greatly reduced charge from murder or manslaughter, he said this decision distorts this terrible situation and is a terrible miscarriage of justice. Now, to be fair, Alec's armorer on the film set is also getting charged. She's charged. Alec's charged. It could be 18 months in prison. I don't think Alec Baldwin's going to serve 18 months in prison. He's got lawyers. He's going to get off. There's going to be some deal made and he'll walk. But for his attorney to immediately go to the public and say, this is a miscarriage of justice. Let that sink in for a second. Let that sink in, because no, he didn't load the bullets into the gun. And the bullets shouldn't have been there. But it's Alec's company that took out the LLC on the movie. Basically, every movie that's made is turned into a corporation. So Rust, the movie, the corporation, was incorporated by Alec Baldwin. He was the director, producer, funder. He's the guy. It all stops with him. Buck stops with him. Now, even if he hadn't shot the director in the face with the gun and somebody else had, he would likely still be standing responsibility for it on some level, because it was his movie set. His company hired the security. His company hired the armorer. His company conceivably paid the workers that the armorer hired. So it's all under his umbrella. And yes, he would bear a degree of responsibility even if he hadn't fired the firearm. But he fired the firearm at point-blank range at the director's face, and she died. He's not being charged with first-degree murder. There's no premeditation being implied here. He's not being charged with second-degree murder. He's not even being charged with manslaughter. He's being charged with involuntary manslaughter, which is about as low on the rung of responsibility you can get here, but still saying, you pulled the trigger. You killed a human being. To say it's a miscarriage of justice is laughable for this big reason. Him being responsible for his actions, that's not a miscarriage of justice. The miscarriage of justice is that in the Hutchins household, there is no more mom. There is no more wife. And for that movie set, there is no more director. And involuntarily, Alec Baldwin did the act that took that life. Don't call it a miscarriage of justice. If you don't have something sensitive to say, then just come out and say, we're making no comment. I'm Kevin McCullough. I'm making comments. Coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now, back to that Kevin show with Kevin McCullough.
Welcome back. My next guest is someone that I have just immense respect for because she just does all kinds of things and does them really well. You may know her face from the cover of magazines, but you know the good stuff that she's done and is doing because she's here with a great announcement for us tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Elizabeth Pipko. Grateful that you could be here. You're coming to us live from Palm Beach, I see.
I am, yes. Unfortunately, I'm missing out on some very, very cold weather up north.
Yeah, you say that with such a sour look on your face.
I'm really, really sad about it.
So let's talk about that for a second, because I've got a whole bunch of stuff we're going to cover. But the whole mass migration to Florida, particularly from New York City, which you were formerly a resident of. I don't know. You may still have a home here. You're one of those rich and powerful people, not like me. But what was it? What was it about Florida that drew so many people there in the last year?
I'd say it was definitely a bunch of things. For me, I think what I saw the most was a very strange change in people's demeanors. There was, you know, a conversation I'd have with someone in New York because I was flying back and forth a lot, and I'd have, you know, relatively the same conversation 3 days later in Florida with, let's say, a neighbor or someone that, you know, I don't know very well. And it went from someone who, let's say, senses impending doom to someone who knows that everything's going to be okay. I think that's the simplest way to put it. People were smiling here. They were kind of aware that we were amidst the pandemic, but they were very aware that things could get better and that they were, I guess, living through it in the best way possible. Whereas those in New York, even those that were not affected by it, I know many people were, but even those that were not seemed to want to stay, to kind of be a part of, say, a very negative environment. And for many, it wasn't worth their mental health. And I completely understand that.
Yeah, you can tell my mental health is shot. And I'm angrier than everything all the time now. No, I'm not. I'm okay. And we're finding a way to muddle through. But it is a phenomenon. I don't think in my short lifetime, I've seen a mass migration from really a whole bunch of different areas all to one place, the way it, and I lost friends. There were dozens of you that just packed up and left. And like, you know, the city's a little bit different now. And, you know, we're finding out some good things that maybe we can do to help bring that back. The mayor of all people was down at the border at Southern Texas yesterday. Mm-hmm. And he came back wide open, wide eyes open and saying, "Mr. President, help us on this. We got to get a handle on what's going on down there." And he has the right to say that. His city is the one that's being impacted by it. But anyway, it's great to have you, friend. Now, the last time you were with me, you were on my other show, and you had gone through like a whole bunch of life changes. You got married. Yeah, I know, guys. She's off the market. Sorry. But you've gone into like political activism a little bit, but then you'd come out. You were doing some health food stuff, I think, and then you were like out of modeling, but now you're back in. Where is Elizabeth Pipko these days, and what is she staking her hat on?
I'd say for the first time in a very long time, Elizabeth Pipko is everywhere, which is a phenomenal feeling. There was like a good few years where I felt like I was being very limited. I was only kind of entering into industries that I felt I might be accepted in, or I felt might work well with other things I was doing. And then I kind of realized life is incredibly short. I will only be in my 20s for so much longer, and I should kind of tackle everything that I can get my hands on that people will, you know, let me be a part of. So that's what I'm doing. I'm back modeling. It's actually been a really, really successful last year or two for me, so that's exciting. I went to graduate school, which I'm almost done with. I'm still doing the activism. I will always have, you know, what I believe in, and I will always stand up for it. And luckily, I have a lot of opportunities to do that, so I don't plan to stop. But I think it's just opening every single door that's in front of me and hopefully inspiring some of the people to do the same thing.
Well, see, she's smart and beautiful. That's why we like Elizabeth Pipko around here. Graduate school, what is your major? I mean, what is your focus, and what do you want to do with it?
So luckily I don't know what I want to do with it yet, but I have some time. I'm at the University of Pennsylvania right now, at the School of Social Policy and Practice, and I'm focusing on right now NGO and nonprofit leadership, which I do have some experience in, but I figured if I actually wanted to change the world, I should know as much as I can possibly know before I get back into it. So I'm really excited for that, and I should be done in 3 months.
What was your nonprofit experience? Because you've got a new thing that we're going to talk about in the next segment, but what was the stuff you'd been involved in prior?
So there's actually a few things that people did not know that I was doing. I have volunteered in the nonprofit space for probably over a decade now. I went through a very hard time when I was a teenager, and someone recommended going to a soup kitchen and volunteering, and I basically fell in love with the nonprofit world and giving back and kind of realized what life was all about in that moment, and it made me feel a lot better, selfishly, but I also got to learn what it feels like to make other people feel better. So I've stayed in the nonprofit world since then, volunteering on and off for years and years.
Yeah.
But I also ran a nonprofit for about 3 years before the election, which was half a nonprofit and half a political organization. It was basically focused on fighting anti-Semitism and growing support for the state of Israel in the United States and supporting leaders that want to do the same. I kind of realized in that moment that mixing two things that meant a lot to me, like religion and Judaism and fighting anti-Semitism with politics, was a very, I'd say, toxic mix. And I think for a lot of people, they thought I was in it for the wrong reasons. And I almost don't blame them, because so many people are when it comes to the political world. But I realized for me right now, I want to focus on fighting anti-Semitism, promoting, you know, being a religious person, being a spiritual person, whatever that means to people, because it's brought so much to my life, and hopefully incorporating politics down the road. But right now, just kind of focusing on the healthy version of that.
Yeah. Well, and if you want to know more about her journey, particularly with her faith life, she's written a great book about this, and we've talked about that on the air in the past. Elizabeth Pipko, Model. Explain something to the dunder brain here. There's all these models, labels that are passed around, and there's runway, and there's print, and there's hand, and there's face, and there's super. What? Who gets to decide who gets the label? I don't understand how that works. I never have.
Honestly, I think it's a little mix of deciding what you want to be and hoping that the industry agrees with you. when it comes to runway, I think that's the easiest one to explain. If you're not, 5'9 or taller, and unfortunately about 100 pounds, you will most likely not be on a runway. I've done a bit of runway modeling, but learned very early on that I was not tall enough for any of that. There's a lot of other modeling I'd say you have to kind of work your way into, but there is a way to do that. Whereas the runway, there's some limitations. I'm 5'8", so I'm like right at the cutoff, but I know there are people out there that are more meant for that world than me, and I definitely accept that.
Yeah. All right. Elizabeth Pipko, very, very busy in a lot of different areas. We're going to talk a little bit about your big announcement when we come back, but in this last minute before we go to break, what's your hottest new project? What's besides the announcement? What else is, you got movies, you got books, what's going on?
All right, that's a good question. I really don't even know. I'd say I'm hoping to put out a second book in the next year or so. That's still in the works. I have a few different ideas, so I would hope that that worked out. I'd say graduate school and modeling and just waking up with a smile on my face is the current project I'm working on.
That's good. And you should follow her on her social, by the way. She was talking about the nonprofit work that she does, participating in this beautiful thing called the Christmas Feast or something about that. I'll have you explain that when we get back. But we're visiting with Elizabeth Pipko. She's in Palm Beach. I'm Kevin McCullough. It's the first night of That Kevin Show, and we couldn't be happier than to have you with us and to have our special guest, Elizabeth Pipko. Coming right back from New York.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A woman is facing first-degree murder charges after shooting and killing her terminally ill husband inside a Daytona Beach hospital. Police say the victim, Jerry Gillen, was aware of the plan. President Biden's attorney says six additional items, including documents marked as classified, were found in Biden's Delaware home Friday following a Department of Justice search. The documents appear to be related to Biden's time as vice president and from his tenure in the U.S. Senate. Illegal crossings at the U.S.-Mexico border are at record levels. Customs and Border Protection said it stopped more than 250,000 migrants along the southern border in December. It's the 25th anniversary of the first major political scandal to break in the age of the Internet. Americans woke up in 1998 to learn of the alleged affair between then-President Bill Clinton and White House intern Monica Lewinsky. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here he is from New York, that Kevin.
And we're back from New York. It's Kevin McCullough for your Saturday night. We couldn't, or Sunday night, whenever you're getting this. It's carried multiple times, I know. But we're glad to have you with us and glad to be launching the That Kevin Show. Oop. My bride said, Elizabeth, you probably did better in grammar than I did. My bride, she's been driving me nuts the last 3 weeks. She's like, you can't call it the That Kevin Show. It's just That Kevin Show. You're going to drive people crazy if you keep calling it the That Kevin Show. So, yes, okay. I've already blown it. Second time tonight, minimum. Elizabeth Pipko, supermodel. I get to make the label, so that's what I call you. She's here with us tonight. And we were talking about your work in the nonprofit space. And you told me when we booked you that you have kind of an exciting new thing in the works, and it is in keeping with what you were talking about in the last segment in terms of your new focus and emphasis. What's going on?
Yeah, so long story short, a few years ago, people kind of realized that I'd say our leaders are not always going to be there, our elected leaders, when we need them.
No, you're not. What?
Shocking, I know. But I think it was less about watching people realize that and then more about watching people actually take life into their own hands. So I assume you remember during the pandemic, Dave Portnoy from Barstool Sports, of all people, started the Barstool Fund after businesses were just, closing left and right. People were really, really suffering. And unfortunately, people that were elected to help us were not doing anything, shockingly. So of all people, Dave Portnoy created something and gave back and saved many of those businesses. Countless people were saved, not just their businesses, but probably their lives. Honestly, and I think people like that have inspired me a lot lately to just take advantage of being an innovative person and the resources that I might have and try to make the world a tiny bit of a better place. And a few months ago, I was having a conversation with a few girls about 10 years younger than me. They were teenagers who were very excited to talk to me and impress me with all their knowledge of the world. And when the Holocaust of all things came up, I realized that they actually had no idea what I was talking about. So 2 out of 6 girls knew of the Holocaust, but that was it. The rest actually had never heard of it, or at least told me they'd never heard of it because they could not remember in the moment. And that was when I had kind of an aha moment, but this is my chance to attempt to make the world a little bit of a better place and fix this failure that I don't want to place on, just our elected officials. But there's clearly a failure in the school system by us to not make the younger generation very aware of this painful history that we can hopefully learn from. Otherwise, we are probably doomed to repeat it. So to make a long story very short, because it's taken me months, honestly, to understand what I put together here, but the goal was really to utilize the centralized technology to try to make this digital platform that anyone anywhere in the world can try to be a part of if they want to kind of be a part of this world with me and help to, I'd say, modernize Holocaust education. That's how I've heard it be described. And I'm very excited to see what happens. We launched this week, a few days before Holocaust Remembrance Day, trying to kind of motivate people to get a head start on this. And hopefully if there's, a grandmother out there, or someone out there who wants to make sure that before they're gone, their grandson or niece or whoever it is wants, to be able to learn about this and to hopefully let the memory live on, the history live on, preserve that history and make sure everyone learns from it, this platform can be that tool for them.
One of the most, if not the most moving thing that you can do when you visit Israel is to go to the Holocaust Museum. And the 4 times I've been there every time. And it continually just, re-stimulates that urgency and that importance. When you hear global leaders talking about it and saying it never happened and all of the garbage that is just put out there, Elizabeth, I'm so proud of you for doing this. It is so important. And you're right. Young people, we're not teaching even basic Western civilization history in school anymore, much less global history and getting it right. And I think there's a huge need for this. So what do you call it? Where do people go to be part of it? How do they log on? Where do we find it?
Yeah, so it's called the Lest People Forget Project. You can go to lestpeopleforget.com. I think we all saw what happened last year with a semi-famous man named Kanye West. So thanks to him, you can also go to educatekanye.com. It'll redirect you to the same project. There's a lot of rules. There's a lot of ways to get involved for anyone, no matter what their background is in technology and what they understand. There's something for everyone. So you can log on there, go to the Get Involved page, and it will tell you everything you need to know.
Lestweforget.com.
Lestpeopleforget.com.
Lestpeopleforget.com. All right, Elizabeth Pipko, almost out of time. I know you're a gun girl. What's your favorite firearm to shoot personally?
I am not the strongest upper body-wise, so I literally cannot shoot a handgun unless it's a .22, which limits my options quite a bit and gets me made fun of a lot at the gun range.
Isn't it hard to conceal carry the AR-15 under the...
It is, but that's the only gun that does not hurt my arms when I shoot it, so...
Elizabeth Pipko, you are the best. Thank you for being here. We will talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much, and congrats on the new show.
Thank you.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now, back to that Kevin show with Kevin McCullough.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, to the dry bar comedy stage we go, where a zero drink minimum is in effect. And tonight's comedic artistry comes from Kevin Jordan, the world's funniest cop.
I just got married. 6 months in, going pretty good. My wife is a retired homicide detective. True story. She's a detective, a lieutenant homicide detective. My wife has a unique way of making me do things that I don't want to do. Like, I won't wash dishes. Ain't never washed no dishes, ain't never gonna wash no dishes. That's my thing. I ain't washing no dishes. My wife likes to watch a show called Dateline. You ever seen this show? It's always about a murder, usually a spouse, you know? And they show how the police solve the murder. She likes to watch that show with me. And then at the end of the show, she always go, you know what they did wrong on that show, right? When you bury a body, you should put cement over the body. That way the dogs can't smell the body. And you always leave your phone off, or leave it at home. Because when you drive with your phone, the GPS on the towers leaves a ping trail. That's how I would have done it. You gonna get them dishes done? My wife has two guns. She's a detective. She has a 2-inch, 5-shot Smith & Wesson, and she has a Beretta. Locked in a case. When she moved into my house, she hid the guns. I said to her, "Where'd you put the guns?" She goes, "You do not need to know." I can't even have a simple argument with my wife. Okay? You know? One day we were watching the game. She goes, "Man, the Lakers look good." I go, "You crazy? Lakers stink." She goes, "I'll be right back." I said, "Oh, no, no, no. Wait, wait, wait. No, I was joking. The Lakers are good. I'll do the dishes. I'll do the dishes." Let me tell you something about police work for a change. Let me tell you something real quick. Anybody in here ever get a speeding ticket? Yeah? Really? You know why you got it? Because you deserve it. Right? You guys don't listen. The speed limit says 55. That's what it says. That's the limit. "Oh, officer, don't they allow you 5 miles? No! Where does the sign say 55, but if your favorite song come on the radio, go on, take 5 more for yourself. They don't say that. 55! That's what it says on the sign. Ain't 55 with a little winky emoji on it. 55. I say, "This is your limit." You don't go, "Hey, let's take 5 more steps." And if you get a ticket, just pay the ticket. Pay the ticket. Don't try to bribe the officer. I've had guys offer me cash. I had a guy offer me cocaine. Really? Oh, yeah, that's real smart. Don't pay a $150 ticket. Go to jail for 2 years. How about that? That's a good trade-off. I had a person once say to me, "I'll show you my breasts if you let me off the ticket." I was like, "Listen, no, no, sir, you don't have to do that. I just..." You can leave, but no, I don't know. Yeah. Sometimes, let me tell you guys something about police on the inside, police work. Sometimes you'll see two officers working together. They don't always get along, you know. I've had some bad partners. I had this one partner. I hated that guy. All he do is yell at me, "Don't touch the log sheet. Don't touch the radio." You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. "Don't touch anything." You understand? Yeah, yeah. Then you go back and tell the captain. Jordan just sits there. "Won't touch the log sheet. Won't touch anything." Officer Tucker was his name. Tucker. We'll leave it there. I just talk. So one day, me and Tucker get a call, and we make an arrest. I'm putting the guy away in the holding cell. Now, when you put a guy away in a holding cell, you take off all your weapons. Take off your primary weapon, take off your secondary weapon, take off your mace, take off everything. You lock it away. That way, there's no accidents when you put him away. So I'm processing the guy. There's a bang on the glass. It's Tucker. "Come on, we got to go. We got to go. There's a 211 at Winchell's right up the street. Come on." Now, for those of you who don't know, Winchell's is a donut shop in Los Angeles. If you're a criminal robbing a donut shop 2 blocks from a police station, it's pretty certain we're going to catch you. So he's banging on the glass. "Come on, we got to go. We got to go." So I'm like, "I haven't finished processing. Come on, come on, we got to go." So out we go. We run, jump in the cruiser. We get over there. Halfway there, I realize I have no weapons on me. We get to Winchell's just as the two guys are coming out of Winchell's. We pull up. Tucker jumps out on the driver's side, pulls his weapon, prones him out. I jump out on the passenger side. I don't have anything, so I just point my finger at him. Tucker says, "Hey, I'm going to go inside to see if there's any more. You sit out here and you hold these guys here." He runs in the Winchell's. I'm sitting, even they're looking at me like, "What's going on?" "Hey, put your head down, put your head down." Don't look at me. Tucker comes out, looks at me. I look at him. He looks at me and he goes, "You should take the safety off." True story. I did a lot of cool things on the job. Cool coolest thing you ever did was deliver a baby. That's the coolest thing you ever done. You know, this woman, her water broke, and it was cool because I got my name in the LA Times the next day and everything. But this woman, her water broke, and she calls her husband to come get her, and he don't show up. So she tried to drive herself to the hospital, and she panicked and pulled into a 7-Eleven. Somebody saw my cruiser at a red light. They ran out the street and got me. Had to turn around, come back in, and deliver a baby in a 7-Eleven. Got my name in the LA Times the next day, everything. Let me tell you something. You work for LAPD. They just assume you know how a baby's born. They don't show you a video, ain't no puppet show, nothing. I ain't never seen no baby born before. I thought a baby would pop out and maybe even a blanket pop out with him, huh? There's a lot of things that come out of there with that baby. I thought you was having twins. I was like, you know, one of them looked like you. And the little one, you're going to have to love him special. He ugly. The best part. You'll appreciate this the most of it. Here's the best part. So then when the EMT came and took her to the hospital, when she pulled into 7-Eleven, she pulled into a handicap slot. So I wrote a card, ticket, and it towed away.
And he gave her the ticket. Kevin McCullough along with Kevin Jordan from the Dry Bar Comedy Stage. Coming right back.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Once again, from the Spotlight Stage, Lindsay L.
13, stare in the mirror. You still look so innocent, but that was all gone yesterday. At 18, you see it a little clearer. There's something that was taken before you could give it all. You can't undo. It's gonna make you hate yourself when you didn't hate yourself at all. It's gonna make you build a fortress where you never had a wall. It's gonna make you question God and wonder if He even cares. 'Cause it's so messed up, it's so wrong, it's just so unfair. And when you're broken, the cracks will heal, but you'll always feel the break. And that's what's gonna make you. At 20, it hits you like a race car. It still feels like a new scar, but one that you don't talk about. At 25, you'll find the strength to say it. Even though you can't change it, there's peace in saying it out loud. You'll feel angry, you'll feel sad, once you see it's not your fault. And that cannon in your chest is the little girl you lost. It's gonna make you hate yourself when you didn't hate yourself at all. It's gonna make you build a fortress where you valley that's too tall, and all those questions you have got are still gonna be there. 'Cause it's so messed up, it's so wrong, it's just so unfair. And it's amazing where a broken heart can take you. All the things that bend and change and break, that's what's gonna make you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.